New Moon Day. Evil energies and inauspicious? Traditionally, many cultures have associated New Moon Day with inauspiciousness and the presence of evil spirits. This belief often stems from a rudimentary understanding of the metaphysical energies at play during the lunar cycle. Dominance of Yin energy. The New Moon Day marks a period when the energy of Yin is dominant. In Chinese philosophy, Yin and Yang represent opposite yet complementary energies that exist in every aspect of life and the universe. The Yin, characterized by darkness, femininity, and receptivity, dominates during the new moon phase due to decreased solar exposure. According to spiritual traditions, this yin dominance impacts our lower chakras, the energy centers that correspond to our physical and emotional instincts. As a result, during the new moon, our minds may unconsciously gravitate towards desires and emotions associated with these chakras. Inauspicious or merely misunderstood? The new moon's association with inauspiciousness is a cultural misconception. Yin energy, although dominant during this phase, is not inherently negative. It provides the necessary counterbalance to yang, the active, masculine, and bright energy. This interplay between yin and yang is a fundamental aspect of existence. In fact, the new moon phase is a time of accumulation and introspection, an opportunity to rejuvenate and prepare for the active period of yang that follows. While it may not be an optimal time for celebrations due to its more introspective nature and its potential to make us feel more melancholic, this does not make it inauspicious. The evil association. The association of the new moon with evil energies also needs to be reassessed. Due to the dominance of yin energy during the new moon, it might be easier to attract similar energy. Individuals already dealing with illness or emotional imbalance, which can be seen as manifestations of yin energy, might feel these conditions intensify. However, this does not equate to the presence of evil spirits. Awareness and conscious engagement with these energies can help manage their impact. Traditional rituals, lighting candles, chanting, and consuming certain foods like black sesame seeds and sweets are methods to rebalance the energy. For instance, black sesame seeds are known to raise estrogen levels, while sweets provide quick energy. Both help raise the energy towards a balance. Wearing certain amulets can also help maintain balance. Deity or gemstone amulets consecrated during the full moon, for instance, can assist in raising energy levels. Yin energy as a spiritual reservoir. Contrary to the traditional fear and negativity associated with the new moon, this phase can serve as a powerful time for spiritual growth and transformation. The accumulated yin energy during the new moon phase can be seen as a potent reservoir of latent spiritual energy. With awareness and proper spiritual practices, these energies can be channeled to higher chakras and used for advanced spiritual work, such as manifestations or energy projections. A spiritual master may harness and convert the yin energy to yang energy, focusing it towards goal achievement or consecration. The new moon, far from being inauspicious or evil, can serve as a potent time for spiritual introspection, balance, and growth when approached with understanding and consciousness. It offers an opportunity to work with yin energies in a productive and transformative manner, demystifying the fear associated with this lunar phase.